We conclude this liturgical year with this solemnity of Christ the King. We begin Advent next weekend, FYI. And we always prepare for Advent, you might say, by proclaiming again, Jesus Christ is King of the universe for all eternity. King of the universe. And the gospel I just read conveys the last conversation of the King of the universe here on earth. The last conversation of Jesus Christ the King was on the cross. And we ought to think of his cross as his throne, as king. Our Lord had a conversation with two criminals, two thieves by tradition. And although they are unnamed, tradition has named especially the good thief, Dismas. You can find statues of Saint Dismas somewhere. Not here, but somewhere. And the thief or criminal that reviled our Lord has been named Dimachus. But take note, one will be taken and one will be left. This is a recurring theme through the Gospels. Some are taken, some are left. In fact, next Sunday, the first Sunday of Advent, its Gospel from Matthew 24 will have some taken and some left. Remember that Gospel? Two women grinding wheat. One will be taken, one will be left. A common theme of the Gospels. As we conclude this liturgical year, let's remember the last prayer of this liturgical year by the one who was taken. Jesus, remember me. It's a great prayer for us each morning. It's simple and it's profound from the depths of our souls. Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And we ought to also remember the last promise of our King here on earth. The last promise of Christ the King to him. Today, you will be with me in paradise. Because of this parish, its people, and the presence of God here, we live our lives with vigilance, but we can also live our lives with confidence that we will hear those words of our Lord. Because of this parish, we have that confidence. Of all the prayers we prayed, of all the work we've done, of all the faith we've exhibited, we can be confident, my dear people, that we will hear those words of our Lord's last promise to the one who was taken. Today, you will be with me in paradise. Amen.